The season has begun. We have been Christmas paraded to death. To near death, Christmas paraded. I wasn't there, but those who attended would say it was long and cold and damp and a big advertisement for local businesses. Lips or hips. Lips. That is an L, followed by an I, and then comes the P and the S. Well, you know, for those of us who grew up with VeggieTales, that was a pretty catchy tune. The Silly Songs with Larry. Of course, that has nothing to do with me. But, you know, Larry, being the cucumber that he was, always had something going on in his seeds that ended up in a silly song. And one of those was one of my favorites, which was I Love My Lips. And basically, the first verse or the first phrase was, if my lips ever left my mouth, packed a bag and headed south, it'd be too bad. I'd be sad. And, you know, he apparently that's what happened to him, because I don't think he had lips. Do cucumbers have lips? Do chickens have lips? Anyway. So, you know, as this song was going through my head and I was ruminating on that and musing myself, I realized that this truly expresses a sentiment that is for all of us, especially when we consider the value of the lips in the spiritual context of the scriptures. And I got this boost in thinking about lips from Pastor Ron's teaching, Sunday ago. And if you haven't had the chance to listen to that, that would be an excellent time spent for you. But we found out that lips are more than decorations on the front side of your head to keep your mouth shut. You know, we're always zipping the lips. That's what I was told a lot. And there's a couple times where it was too late and they let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, and different things. There's a distinct separation between the lips and the mouth. And this was the point that was being made in this teaching. And he stated that the lips are the measure of prophetic or apostolic pursuit of whatever God wants to declare. It is a beginning point. It has a tremendous symbolism in the scripture about the going forward and being very proactive in our actions regarding what God is saying. It is the basis of where we declare what God is talking about and what God wants to communicate. So I felt that on this Communion Sunday, as we gather around the table of grace, that we are to be opening ourselves to this measure of apostolic pursuit of what God wants to declare through us and what He is declaring over us. And we are looking to being very proactive in our actions regarding what God is saying through this anointing of the lips. And we need to understand what God is anointing us to do with our lips in accord with our mouths, so that we are ready to guard over what we are saying and what we do. And we've talked about guarding over what we say, to know that what we say has an effect in the spirit realm. And so this is a consciousness that we need to develop, and that God is wanting to anoint over us, so that we are functioning in a greater measure of our lips. And we want to love our lips because of this. So There were many scriptures that he gave that talked about the lips, and the one that really struck me, that I wanted to feel like the Spirit wanted me to talk about this morning, was in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 5 through 7. Because the scripture warns us about things that we need to watch out for, especially like lying lips, and to beware that our lips can be used as a weapon against the kingdom if we are not aware of what they're supposed to be. So in this famous vision of Isaiah of the Lord, we read this. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. So, the basic definition of this word for lips is tapa, which speaks of a border. It talks about the brink of the sea or a river. And the core root of this word is to be bare in the face of a bracing, windswept terrain. That doesn't sound very inviting, but it does sound like that is a place that has to be occupied and that requires a very large amount of devotion to what God has called us to be and to do. But this lament of Isaiah about the fact that he has unclean lips. This unclean has been a topic that we've talked about before, and we should remember that it indicates that there is not a looking for breakthrough, that there is no seeking after new developments. The word for unclean is the word tame, and it truly follows the English concept that you're tame, you're not aggressive, you're satisfied with where you are, you've lost your real identity, and now you're just hanging on and out in the world, you're being part of the world, and really there's no difference. And there's no motivation to expand the borders of the kingdom. And so we're not listening for God at that moment for anything that he wants to do. And when there is a directive, we more or less develop a system of excuses. So this truly, our lips, truly speaks about our willingness to stand in the place that God has put us and look for the ways that he is calling us to break through. Who would have thought that our lips had so much to do with our ability to be vital in the kingdom of the Lord, to be what he has called us to be? So Isaiah knew God was going to do something new, and he was understanding this concept of his lips in a way that had to be changed. So he recognized that his lips were tame, that he had been complacent. He was not moving forward. And it was at this point where the seraphim took a live red-hot coal, and we've looked at this before, and it's really about part of the altar. It is that stonework of the altar that is brought to the lips to make him a part of that place of incense, that part of the place where prayer is offered. But when the seraphim was explaining what was going on, Isaiah recorded that it was set upon his mouth. But the seraphim said, I've placed this on your lips. And so this is the transfer. This is where this understanding of the mouth and the lips are separated. And so we're going to look at the differences between these two so that we get a greater measure of vision for how this is to work together in us and through us. So we need to see that the mouth is often translated to speak of language. And there's a distinguishing between the mouth and the lips. And while the lips speak of going forward and being very proactive in our actions regarding the ways of God, the mouth is talking about that source. The word mouth is the word peh, P-E-H. Excuse me. And it is an opening of a well or the opening of a river. The root word pa'ah speaks of breaking to pieces or shattering. So the mouth really becomes a tool at this point that provides the opening of resources, the shattering of those things that have been covering it, that brings breakthrough, that brings a moving forward. And so in this point, it acts as a weapon, making a precise, decisive, single stroke cut that are totally effective rather than the work of a hatchet that might be used to chop down a tree, which is continually hacking away, chipping away small pieces. So the first usage of the word peh is in the record of how Jacob met his future wife, Rachel. And it was by his involvement in removing a great stone that was laid upon a well's mouth, which is that peh. So you can look up this story. It's great reading in Genesis, the 29th chapter. But its significance is that this mouth of this well was that tool of provision that allowed for Jacob to expand his borders and to be fruitful in his own life with his family, to become an extended family, to increase his holdings. It was not just to water the flocks, which certainly was a great deal because it provided that which the flocks needed to be fruitful. But Jacob literally opened up the mouth of provision that brought the expansion of his family. And so this concept of what we are doing as we are going forth is removing, is opening up the well, opening up the mouth so that there can be an expansion, so that there can be a breakthrough, so that there would be an increase of the boundaries, an increase of the extended family. And we are seeing this in real time. And this is an amazing part of what God is doing through us. And so the mouth is the tool that delivers this powerful stroke that cuts through in one move rather than many small cuts, many small ways of distributing truth. There is like one truth that goes to the heart of the situation and creates a new thing. This mouth is that place of our breath that brings forth what we speak across our lips. This being said, Isaiah's lips received an activation of the burning hot coal from the altar. That activation caused his lips to be functioning in a purifying way. And it was absolutely resetting him. It was a reboot, as it were, and it removed all iniquity. It removed all identity of having missed the mark. And so it basically caused him to be a new creature. It caused him to be thinking in a different way. It caused him to be actively pursuing the breakthrough that God was calling him to do. And it brought a realignment to the full purpose of God. This is what we are looking for. This is what this scripture is talking about in the lips. By the tool that of the mouth, the lips will be activated. And from the supply of the well of the mouth, we are going forward in the power of the lips. And this is about setting aside our personal pursuits. This is about our investment in all that God has prepared us to be for this moment and for this time. It is a point where we are actively asking God to put that coal on our lips so that we are activated for what needs to happen, for what He has planned for this moment, for this day. We say, Lord, activate everything that you have prepared me for this day, for this hour. We are looking for the new thing that God is going to be doing through us, not around us, but how He includes us, how He is bringing us into that place of partnership. The new thing that requires a fresh anointing of grace. We can't do this on the old graces that have been received. We have to have that new, fresh grace, that fresh bringing up of who we are to a point where we are moving forward in our new identity. And it is in this place where we are barefaced in this wind. We stand, and basically it speaks about there's nothing else for us to rely upon. This really goes along with that taking out any old leaven. You know, we want the fresh leaven. So we stand in that new territory. We stand in that place where there is nothing but who we have become. And we stand there with all that God has activated in us, knowing that there is going to be fruitfulness, even though there's nothing around us to indicate that. So this is really serious business. We need to ask God for this grace that will open our lips to be activated in the place that we might be able to go forward to expand His borders, to guard the new territory that He has prepared. This is our praise. This is how we glorify the Lord. We see the potential of what He has called us to do, and we say, yes, Lord. We are the ones who will stand in this barren place, in this windy place. We are here at your calling. We are here in this environment for what you are ready to do. But this is serious business for us. It was for the priest in Malachi's day. When God gave Malachi a word of judgment against the people's unwillingness to give glory unto the name of the Lord of hosts and respect what was coming out of the mouth of the Levi. And so this is the word from the Lord by Malachi in Malachi 2, 6 through 7. The law of truth was in his mouth, that is the mouth of the Levi, the high priest, the one that had been chosen by God to stand and offer sacrifice, to bring incense into the Holy of Holies. And iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. So the law of truth was the very breath that supplying that came from the well of the mouth. It was the tool that opened the well that offered that fresh anointing for what God was going to do. The Levite was functioning according to his assignment from God in the full authority of what God had commanded. He was to be listened to. He was to be honored. So when he spoke, the breath that came out was to open the supply for the lips. And so what was formed by his tongue was a single stroke to declare the prophetic word of God that would cut through all the nonsense. It was like the last word. It was like there's no argument. There's nothing more to be said. What I have declared is the solid bottom line. When you go to buy a vehicle, you go and you'll talk for, if you let them, for hours about all the different stuff that they can offer you, and you have to decide what you want to buy or what you don't want to buy. And basically, you just really want to say, give me the bottom line. What's this going to cost me to go out the door with this car in my hand? You know, keys in my hand to go to the car. I don't want to hear about any of that other stuff. Just give me the bottom line. This Levite was entrusted by God to give the bottom line. This is what God is elevating us to do. This is the grace that I believe is coming, that God wants upon us to bring us to a place where we are going to speak the bottom line. That we are going to be cutting through all the nonsense of the traditions, the preferences, the prejudices, the fears, the customs. You know, we're going to speak the bottom line, and there's going to be a grace imparted to us to do this. This is what God is calling us to be and to do from the well of our mouth. So this Levite had laid himself down on behalf of what God was saying. And so in this, he was bare in the face of a bracing windswept terrain. He stood alone against all the others who were being like wind, just blowing against him, trying to overshadow and to take things away from his authority. But he had aligned himself with the full purpose of God. And so there was only going forward for him. There was no compromise. There was no being unclean lips. There was no tameness there. And this is an example of how we are going to be standing. We have to have untamed lips. We have to be strong in our declarations. We have to really know the heart of the Father and what He has called us to say. If we're going to reach the world, we need this spiritual capacity. We need this ability to stand no matter what, to be able to endure the doubts and those who would say, I don't like what all you're saying. I'm sorry you don't like it. But this is what the scripture says. This is what has come from God. I represent by his anointing the truth, the unveiling of those things that have been hidden, the mysteries of God. I'm bringing them forth. I am cutting to the chase. I'm cutting to the bottom line. This is a single stroke of prophetic word, and it will not be shaken. It will not be moved. God wants to anoint us with this strength. And it's going to be grace poured out upon our lips. And we need to have this capacity that was demonstrated by Daniel. We need these astounding words being spoken to really function in accord with what God is saying. All these things are not abstract concepts. They're not just mind things. It's a reality. They are set up for us to receive. And I really believe that this morning there's going to be an anointing to move into this strength, to move into this understanding. These are the capacities that God has prepared in this season of grace. And we're going to need them in this season of grace. This is His grace for us at His table of grace. We are here to take of the body of Christ, those fresh things that God's prepared for us. It places us in the bare, windswept terrain. I wonder how much wind Jesus had to endure as He was 40 days in the wilderness, and yet He was unmoved in His resolve and His relationship with the Father. What came from His mouth ignited His lips to declare the praise of the Father, to declare the purpose of the Father, declare the thing that God was ready to do through Him. And He was not to be persuaded any other way. What He said cut in a single stroke the enemy's plans to lure him away from His purpose. This is what is being ready for us. This is what is being anointed, that is coming upon us, that God wants to give us. We're in a position now where we have understood and learned many things, and now we are moving in the fullness of these things, understandings that we didn't have before. But now there is this point where we have to have this. This is something that is needed. Lips are to be the focus point of the host of heaven. It's a focus for God upon us. It is our focus for going forth into the new and to function in the blessing of Abraham. To be the seed that is above the stars, to be above the sands of the ocean. Our lips represent what we need for the heightened measure of the teaching that we're going to have to give, for the apostolic move into the lands that we are being called into, to establish high places for the Father. And this is something that is going to affect our intercession. It's going to affect our diversities of tongues. It's going to affect our tongues. It's going to affect the way we intercede on behalf of what God is doing. God is anointing this spiritual capacity in us beyond everything we've known to this point. It is something that this year of grace is going to require. It is going to sharpen our ability to declare, to teach, to proclaim, and even wage spiritual warfare in a new level. The lips, supplied by the ways of God in the mouth, speaking about breaking through a new terrain, taking new land for the Lord, expanding His kingdom, having no concern for our own safety. You know, I was privileged to work with a man who fought in Vietnam, and he was wounded, and so he was discharged, but he had all kinds of stories to regale his experiences in Vietnam, and one particular one stuck in my head, and I think it's very fitting. I'll just share it with you real quick. But he was in a transport, and the transport came under fire from a place that was dug in the jungle. The bullets came flying through the canvas of the transport, and it was supposed to be a safe area they were driving through. And several of his fellow soldiers got hit. And he said, Larry, I don't know how to describe it. He said, but there was a rage within me that just welled up. And he said, I just was overcome by this. And I grabbed my rifle and I leaped out of the truck. And I could see the flare of the machine guns that were firing. And I just was so full of this rage that I just ran straight for it with this anger. And I was just firing away. And I just ran right for the machine gun nest. And of course, since he was telling me, obviously he overcame that position. But I was thinking, there was absolutely no fear of dying in that point where he was running forward. He had a mission that he had established by the fact that there was an enemy taking out those that were comrades for him. And so he was just moving with no regard to his own, safety. And I'm thinking, that's how we've got to be. That's the kind of energy, that's the kind of thinking, that's the kind of thing that God is ordaining for us to work in, where we have no fear of what's there, but we are there because of our relationship with the Father. We are there because of our lips. Amen. So we come to this table this morning, and I really believe that the grace of God is here to anoint for this promotion, for this exponential outpouring to strengthen our lips so that we are those that are breaking through, so that we are those who are not concerned about our safety or what might happen to us, but we are going forward and knowing that God will give the increase. Because God has called us to this. This is not our good idea. This is something that God has commissioned us to do and to be. And we have come to realize this. And we have been given this opportunity. This window has been opened. This door has been opened. Setting us forth into this place that only we stand there with who we have become. Because that's enough. Because God has prepared and God will give what we need at that point. God is wanting to correct in us anything that will destroy what he really wants to do proactively in us. So as we take the bread this morning, this is that fresh thing. This is that point where we receive this commissioning and we say, Lord, yes, I will stand in that windblown place. Yes, my lips are going for the breakthrough. My lips are looking to be active. I am not content to stay. I am not content to be complacent. I am ready to move according to your plan and your timing. I want to be proactive in taking this bread and knowing it's for me to move forward in grace. Knowing that there is that power in the blood for moving forward. The sacrifice has been made. The blood has been shed. The cleansing has taken place. Our iniquities have been removed. There is now no longer an identifying us as those who have missed the mark. We are those who have hit the mark, who are standing alone in that place, and I'm going moving forward. And so we declare, hallelujah. We want to be opening ourselves for the anointing on behalf of our lips. We want to love our lips. Let us listen for the new thing that God is doing, and let us be prepared through that taking of the sop, partnering with God to take away anything that would cause bitterness, that would cause us to miss what he has called us to do, that would cause us to hesitate. You know, that saying is, he who hesitates is lost. That's truer than we might think sometimes, especially when it comes to the spiritual things that God has called us to do. He's called us, and we are here, and there's anointing for us to be ready. So as we take these emblems this morning, we are saying, Lord, we're ready for that anointing. We're ready for that impartation. We're ready to move in a greater measure so that our lips speak that swift sword with one single blow. We really need to love our lips in this way. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for our lips. Thank you for the relationship that our lips have with our mouth. That there's a supply for going forward. Always. No matter where we stand, we are confident in what you have called us to do and that you have equipped us with everything we need. We thank you for your impartation. We thank you for what this is going to do in our lives. We thank you for the opportunities that lie strictly or directly in front of us. And we look forward to this time of expanding your kingdom, setting new borders, moving forward according to your plan and purpose, that there would be fruitfulness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the body and blood of Jesus that makes this possible. Thank you for preparing us by taking away all those things that would hinder us. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessing over this house and these saints, the saints of other congregations around the world, that there would be this anointing to come, and that there would be great power released, and that there would be a great harvest in your kingdom. Father, we protect what you have given us. We let us see that we have that responsibility. Let us come to a point of really partnering with you in a new way. As we take this communion, we declare our love for you, Father. It's in the name of Jesus that we speak these things. And we say, Amen.